Welcome back, everyone, to 10G for your success and wealth. Futurists and scientists often talk about reaching the singularity in the very near future. And that word refers to a point when technology will surpass humanity. And so, in other words, it's the time when the abilities of a computer overtake the abilities of the human brain. I believe a variant of the singularity already exists, and it's what I've always called the multilarity. And it's when a person has mastered all the keys and sub-principles that are the core of the 10G weekly matrix. And the results are that they get past all the barriers and they're riding the wave like a professional surfer does and not trying to swim through and over it and essentially getting caught up in a riptide that takes you out further into the ocean. Let's discuss how to maintain a steady move forward to achieve the goals that get you to the success you deserve. I'm often asked if all that I talk about is real or a fantasy, if the people that I've coached have reached their multilarity, if making $10,000 weekly is actually within the reach of everyone or just a select few. Doubt is one of the first things that, as a coach, I have to teach people to overcome. Doubt is normal. Doubt is part of the process. We all question whether we will actually accomplish something difficult while we're doing it. Success and wealth never come down to one single thing that gets you to that pinnacle. Many times, what separates people that succeed and fail is the ability to stay focused. And by staying focused, they're able to continue on and keep going. Having perseverance increases their chances to succeed and not quitting. Because by just giving up and walking away, all hope is lost. And failure is what happens next. When things start to get difficult and the chances of succeeding seem to be slipping away is when doubt starts to win you over and it naturally begins to set in and it almost instantly begins to drain your determination and willpower away. Your motivation is now conquered. This is why the very successful people always push self-doubt away. They know that confidence is the key to their success. So they put their blinders on, stay positive, stay focused, until they are challenged with a barrier or a wall that stands in front of them. So what's inevitable at that point is doubt starts to creep in. So how do you overcome it? Or better yet, how do you avoid self-doubt? Well, from my experience and from what I've seen successful and wealthy people do, who I call friends, you don't. Doubt is a normal part of our human nature. Doubt is part of the process on your journey to success and wealth. Every single one of us questions whether we will actually accomplish something difficult while we are doing it. It's normal. But the most important thing to understand is that we cannot confuse doubting yourself with accepting failure. Two completely different things. When you are trying to accomplish something and doubt creeps in, look at it more of a sign of difficulty and not failure. Doubt doesn't mean you can't do something or won't do something. Doubt just means you need to figure out a way to keep doing it and keep going. I believe failure is the complete opposite of doubt because once you've accepted failure, you're done. The project is over. The pathway is closed. So on your journey in trying to master all the keys and sub-principles that we talk about here, look at doubt as a natural part of the process and not as a sign that you should quit. Let's take a look at what causes self-doubt. Some of the following bullet points are just an example of what may cause you to have it. Anxiety, depression, procrastination, emotional instability, low self-esteem, and difficulty making decisions are just some of the few bullet points that cause self-doubt, especially for the self-betterment of yourself when you are trying to implement, as an example, the principles and keys of the 10G matrix. One of the ways that I combat self-doubt is by remembering past achievements that I've accomplished. Ironically, research has shown that up to 70% of the population experiences imposter syndrome that causes self-doubt. And that's the feeling that their success may be accidental, coincidental, or even fraudulent. At some point in their career, they feel that what they have, they don't deserve. And further studies have shown that imposter syndrome tends to be more prevalent among high achievers, among the successful and wealthy. So then that presents a clear dichotomy in that the high achievers or the very successful and wealthy have a high percentage of imposter syndrome and self-doubt as a result within themselves. But how do they overcome it? Obviously they did, because they reached their pinnacle of success and wealth, high achievements, and so on. How did they do it? If there was only one takeaway that I can give you in conversing with very successful and wealthy people, is that I learned that overall, the one thing they all have in common is their perseverance, never giving up, always continuing forward, no matter what barriers, walls, or bumps in the road they encountered. They were able to focus on the bigger picture. And as activist Alice Wine once famously said, keep your eyes on the prize. And that's exactly what successful and wealthy multimillionaires and high achievers are able to do. So, is it real? It's human nature to question everything, especially when it involves your time and effort. Nobody wants to waste time on something that doesn't work for them. But if you see yourself spinning in circles, chasing your tail, making the same mistakes over and over, never seeming to move forward, and it seems like success and wealth is attained by everyone else except yourself, it's time to make a change and achieve yours, because it's the lifestyle you deserve. To start your journey to make your success and wealth an everyday part of your life and get you to that ultimate objective of making over $500,000 per year, please look in the episode descriptions for all the links to begin your new life with the 10G weekly money mindset coaching that I offer. With that said, please be very careful and only use the links that are provided in the episode descriptions. Do not respond to anyone that reaches out to you either through WhatsApp or any other method, because it's not me. I never solicit through WhatsApp or through the texting methods. So once again, please be very careful. The scammers are out there and everywhere. If you found this content to be helpful, please like, follow, and share the channel. And if you would like to support the channel, please consider becoming a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/10G. 10G exactly as it's on the logo. You can also support by visiting the merch website at 10gclothing.com. You can email me at rick@10gweekly.com, or you can send me a voice message at speakpipe.com/10G to start up the process for your 10G weekly money mindset coaching sessions. Follow on Instagram, Twitter, and just look for the original, official, trademark, and registered 10G logo on all the social media to confirm. All links are in the episode descriptions. Thank you once again for listening with an open mind, and thank you for listening to the end. I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.